The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Kuftes.
The Gemara over here on Kuftes the Beis discusses the machloikis between Admoin and the Chacham. Somebody was Halacha Medina Sayam. He went away out of the country, and when he returns, he discovers that all the fields that surround the field that belongs to him were possessed by certain other people, and he has no way to walk into his field. He has no derech to get to his field. And the machloikis is, and that's clear that he originally, before he had left, he had a path, but it could be he doesn't recall or he can't prove exactly where his derech was. So we have a machloikis between Admin and Chachamim. Admin says that he has the ability to force them to give him a derech, to give him a path, and they're not mechuyev to give him whichever path he wants. They only mechuyev to give him the shortest possible path that he can get to his field. And the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say that he has absolutely no right to get to his field. And the Gemara explains the machloikis between Admin and Chachamim. Says obviously Admin holds that there's a taina, a person can argue that he had this derech, he has a way to get this field, and Chacham ideally would agree to Admin, but they say that the owner of the fields have a argument against Admin, arguing against the person. They could say that you could, if you're going to start up with us, then Mahadran Shtar Marayu, we're going to return the Shtar to the original owners, and there's going to be four different people over here. He won't be able to prove his case, and he won't be able to get his path. The Gemara in Yevamos on the Chlam Zayin Amid Beis also brings down the Smachloikis between Admin and Chacham, and the Gemara has a slightly different way of explaining the Machloikis. The Gemara explains that there is a Machloikis if we say Kom Dino or if we say Hodr Dino. If we say Kom Dino, if Bezdin already paskins, two people had a machloikis over a certain field or a certain amount of money, and they came to the Bezdin, and Bezdin paskined, one of them is right, because it was a suffix, for whatever reason, now Bezdin paskined, that one of the two people is right, and now they have a new din Torah, and they come, the one of the two people comes back to the Bezdin with his new din Torah, and he comes and he says, even though you paskined against me the first time, but now I have a mimanushach, that either I was right the first time, and if I'm not, at least if I wasn't right the first time, at least I have a schus to take something else. So he comes with a tiny mimanushach, that either way he deserves to get something. So the question is, do we say that he has a valid taina of getting a mimanushach, that either way he deserves to get something, or do we say that once we paskind kineged him, we paskind not like him, and he was wrong the first time, so now we say Kom Dina, the halacha is already paskind, and we already decided against him, and now he has no schus at all, he has no right to that money, and he cannot come and claim and say, well, if I was right over there, then I should definitely get money now. Or do we say no? Do we say Hodr Dino, that Psak Din was not Peteris Vadai, and it was not definitely Nifsak? And the Gemara says that this machloik, as you can understand, is being the machloikis between Admin and the Chacham, because obviously in the case over here where a person originally had the path before he left, now he returns and he wants to get his derech back, see, he definitely has a right to his derech, the fact he has a field, and the only way to get this field is to walk through other people's property, so he definitely has a right for this derech. But once everybody else took away his derech, and they were machzik, and they have a chazok in the land, and now he deals with each one of them separately, he has no way of getting his path back. So do we say Kom Dino? Do we say Kom Dino that now once it was already, you would say as if it's already paskin, that he lost his chos, and therefore he has no right to come back now and claim that he has a right to take his path back? Or do we say no, Hodr Dino? And we say like Admin, that he still has a right to take his path, and we say Hodr Dino, he still has a right to argue and take. That's how the Gemara over there, the Gemara says, could be your matcha, but the Rishonim, some Rishonim over there say that truly is the maskana and the taka machloikis in Admin Chacham, whether we say Kom Dino or Hodr Dino, and therefore we pass on like the Chachamim, And therefore the halacha is kam dinon. So we find Rav Shlomo Kluger in his one of his Jewish forum, Tuvtam Vadas, says that there is a interesting nafgamina that comes out from this halacha. That if we say the halacha is kam dinon, that once Bezdin paskins, so that halacha is already considered that it was decided. So the question is like this. Sometimes there are certain cases in halacha where the halacha is that really if you have a machlokes, really you're supposed to be machmir. However, it says in the Paiskim that there are certain circumstances of hefsid meruba, sometimes the kavod archim, sometimes if you're serving guests, or sometimes for kavod Shabbos, we allow you to rely on opinions that are not so lechatchil. Find different cases in Shulchan Aruch. You give one example, the halacha is that when you, in order to eat meat, it has to be salted first. You need malicha on basar to take out the blood. The halacha is that the ikra din meat only needs to be salted for 18 minutes. The chetchila, the state in Paiskin that you're supposed to be machmer a half hour to an hour, at the very least a half hour. However, it says for archim, or for chavid archim, chavid, yes, you're allowed to be makel and rely on the smaller shear. The question is, once you are ready with makel and you already used it for archim, kavod Shabbos, and now there's some left over, do I now say that since the whole heter was only originally for archim, for guests or for Shabbos, and now that Shabbos is already passed, so now I'm a chuyiv to throw out this piece of meat, I'm not allowed to eat it anymore because there's no heter? Or do we say that once it was paskin, that in such a case you are allowed to lechatchila serve this piece of meat and you're allowed to do this, to rely on this heter, so now we say that it was already paskin that this piece of meat is mutter to eat, and you're allowed to continue to eat it if it was left over? That is the question. And Shlomo Kluger says, you see, have a raya from this Gemara that since we say we paskin kam dino, that once the din was already paskin, so then we say that you're allowed to rely on this din. Therefore, Shlomo Kluger says you can rely on this halacha, and you're allowed to continue to eat it. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer over here on Klubis, he has a very interesting nafgamina that comes out from the Shaila. He says there was once somebody who had a baby boy, and his son was born after Shkia. His son was born about 20 minutes after Shkia. So the halacha is that if he's born, the halacha is the bris has to be done 8 days after the baby's born. If the baby's born before Shkia, it's still the daytime, so you count 8 days from the previous day. If the baby is born at night time, you count 8 days from the next day, from the night. It's already the beginning of the next day. If the baby was born bein hashmashis, that's considered a suffix. And since it's a suffix, we'll push off the bris to the next day, because we're not sure whether it's daytime or the night time. Now, what if the baby was born 20 minutes to a half hour after Shkia? So in this situation, it's a machlokes ha'poskim. Men are showing him hold, like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not considered night time until 4 milen after Shkia, so about 72 minutes after Shkia. And Rabbeinu Tam says that the suffix of Ein HaShmashos does not even begin until after 50 minutes after the Shkia. So in such a situation where you had a baby that would be born 30 minutes after Shkia, the halacha would be that it would be, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would still be daytime, so then it would be considered the previous day, and you would count 8 days from the previous day. However, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, and some say the earlier Gaonim, is that as soon as the sun sets, it's already Bein HaShmashos, and very soon after Bein HaShmashos, at that time, it's already Laila. So under such a situation, it would already be considered a Suffolk, even 20-30 minutes after Shkia would already be a Suffolk, and it might possibly already be considered Vade Laila. And therefore, in such a situation, you would have to push off the bris to the next day. So this Ma'is Shahoya that happened was that the minig of this particular father, the minig in his kehilu was to follow the halacha like Rabbeinu Tam, and the halacha would be to go like Rabbeinu Tam, even the kula, that was the minig in that kehilu, and therefore he performed the bris on his son. He counted 8 days from the previous day. That was the way, that was the plak halacha, and that was what he was supposed to do. Now the son grows up, and now the son decides, that he was growing up, he decided that he's not going to be mekel like Rabbeinu Tam, he's going to be machmir for the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. When it comes to certain halachas, he's going to be considered Bein HaShmashos immediately after Shkia. and he's not going to be make like a Beinu Tam. So now it comes the question, this person who had the milo done according to the previous day, according to his hanhaga, his chumra right now, to be machmir and say that after shkia it's already sofik min hashmashis, according to him, his bris milo was done on the wrong day. His bris milo was done a day early. And the halacha is that if somebody has a bris that's done a day early on the seventh day, but not the eighth day, the halacha is the bris milo is not kosher, and it requires a tafistan bris. It requires somebody to do a new maisa milo, a new, at least to take out some blood, a tafistan bris. So he came with the shiloh, what should he do? Is he mechuyev in doing a tafistan bris? According to the way he's noig right now, not like Rabbeinu Tam? Or do we say that was already a paskint and it's not a shiloh? So he wanted to say that based on this halacha that we find over here in this Gemara, we say kom dino, that halacha is already paskint one way, so then you're not mechuyev to be choshish for the other way. So therefore we say kom dino even by surin, and once the halacha was already paskint, that the milu was supposed to be done a certain day, and whoever paskin according to his minute, and that's the way they paskin in that kehila, in that area. So therefore the milu is kshera, and he does not require a new hatofas dambris. However, Yitzchak Zilberstein says that there is a mokim in this particular case to be choshish l'chumra, because we find that there are some opinions in Achronim that the mitzvah of milu is a mitzvah that's in shechus. That means to say, it's not just a mitzvah to do the bris milah on the eighth day, but there's a mitzvah that remains for a person's entire life that he should have a bris milah. In such a circumstance, if we would say that the mitzvah is that he should remain a nimoil, a person, as a milah, then I could say, you can argue that it's really not kamdino. Really, the mitzvah, it remains that he should have a milah every day of his life, and therefore he would require a new atafas bris. Just as a horror to this halacha, even though Rav Shlomo Kluger names on, and he assumes that this din of akam dino applies not only to dine mominis and dine iser, in fact, the Gemaras itself are not talking about dine iser v'het. The Gemaras are only talking about dine mominis. And in fact, the Paiskim also seem to assume that this halacha was only applicable to dine mominis and not the dine iser v'het. We find the Tokvakai and the Shach and the Sefer about Tfisa brings from the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen understood that the reason why we say kom dino, the reason why we say the dino is already paskin, is because once two people go to Beis Din and the dying here is there in Torah, and he paskins one way, so the other person, the person who loses, he's miayish, he says he gives up, he doesn't know way, he can't argue with the dying, so he's miayish on his money, and therefore the money now belongs to the other person completely. But so there, it comes out according to this, the reason why we say kam dino is not because of the din that the psak is a psak, the Torah is vaday. The reason we pass on him is because the other person gave up on his chance of ever retrieving the money. In fact, the Shach Tokfei Kain disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshen, and he gives other reasons. And one of his questions is that how could you apply the reasoning of the Trumas Hadeshen to the case over here with Adrin and Chachamim? Doesn't seem to make any sense for a few reasons. Doesn't seem to make sense because over here, when the person came back from Din Sayyam, there was no Din Torah. He didn't go to Din Torah and they passed it that the other people could keep the Derech. So there was never a point where I could say that he was definitely Miyayish. V'oid in Asivis asks, in Chosh Mishpasim Kuvches, how on earth could I say over here the way it works is because of Yish? We know the rule is, the Gemara says in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Avakam says no Yish by Karka. By land, the person is not Miyayish. So the whole argument to the Trumas Hadeshen is circumspect, and we could definitely say, would be mocking to say the Svar like a Shlomo Kluger.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.